The Apostle Paul made several trips through a province called Galatia. Usually he traveled through Galatia on his way somewhere else. But once he had to stop there because he got sick. Some nice people in Galatia helped Paul get better, and he helped them become followers of Jesus. Later, some other people came to Galatia. They said you had to follow their rules in order to be saved. According to them, you had to do as they said if you wanted God to love you. The worst part is, people in Galatia were starting to believe it. So Paul wrote a letter to set the record straight. He said we don't have to follow a bunch of rules or rituals to be saved. We just have to put our faith in Jesus. When we do, He sets us free so we can love and serve others. He gives us the Holy Spirit's power so we can live as He wants us to. Paul had some hard words for the people in Galatia, but that's because he loved them and didn't want them to miss the good news that Jesus had for them. According to Paul, there's only one thing you need if you want to be saved. Do you know what that is?
I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am an apostle. I have been sent by Jesus Christ and by God the Father. God raised Jesus from the dead. All the brothers and sisters who are with me join me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, the members of the churches in Galatia. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Jesus gave His life for our sins. He set us free from this evil world. That was what our God and Father wanted. Give glory to God forever and ever. Amen. I am amazed. You are so quickly deserting the one who chose you because of the grace that Christ has provided. You are turning to a different good news. What you are accepting is really not the good news at all. It seems that some people have gotten you all mixed up. They are trying to twist the good news about Christ. But suppose even we should preach a different good news. Suppose even an angel from heaven should preach it. I'm talking about a different one than the good news we gave you. Let that person be judged by God forever. I have already said it. Now I will say it again. Anyone who preaches a good news that is different from the one you accepted should be judged by God forever. Brothers and sisters, here is what I want you to know. The good news I preached is not something a human being made up. No one gave it to me. No one taught it to me. Instead, I received it from Jesus Christ. He showed it to me. You foolish people of Galatia, who has put you under an evil spell? When I preached, I clearly showed you that Jesus Christ had been nailed to the cross. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law? Or did you receive the Spirit by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? You began with the Holy Spirit. Are you now trying to complete God's work in you by your own strength? Have you suffered so much for nothing? And was it really for nothing? Why does God give you His Spirit? Why does He work miracles among you? Is it because you do what the law says? Or is it because you believe what you have heard? Think about Abraham. Scripture says, Abraham believed God. God accepted Abraham because he believed. So his faith made him right with God. So you see, those who have faith are children of Abraham. Long ago, Scripture knew that God would make non-Jews right with Himself by believing in Him. He announced the good news ahead of time to Abraham. He said, "All nations will be blessed because of you." So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham. He was the man of faith. All who depend on obeying the law are under a curse. We know that no one is made right with God by keeping the law. Scripture says, those who are right with God will live by faith. Christ set us free from the curse of the law. He did it by becoming a curse for us. Christ Jesus set us free so that the blessing given to Abraham would come to non-Jews through Christ. He did it so that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit by believing in Christ. Before faith in Christ came, we were held prisoners by the law. We were locked up until faith was made known. So the law was put in charge until Christ came. He came so that we might be made right with God by believing in Christ. But now, faith in Christ has come, so we are no longer under the control of the law. You are all children of God by believing in Christ Jesus. There is no Jew or Greek. There is no slave or free person. There is no male or female. Because you belong to Christ Jesus, you are all one. My brothers and sisters, you were chosen to be free. But don't use your freedom as an excuse to live in sin. Instead, serve one another in love. The whole law can be found in a single command: love your neighbor as you love yourself. So I say, live by the Holy Spirit's power. Then you will not do what your sinful nature wants you to do. But the fruit the Holy Spirit produces is love, joy, and peace. It is being patient, kind, and good. It is being faithful and gentle, and having control of oneself. There is no law against things of that kind. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their sinful nature to his cross. They don't want what their sinful nature loves and longs for. Since we live by the Spirit, let us march in step with the Spirit. Each of you should put your own actions to the test. Then you could take pride in yourself. You wouldn't be comparing yourself to somebody else. Each of you should carry your own load. Let us not become tired of doing good. Let us make a special point of doing good to those who belong to the family of believers. Brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus be with your spirit. Amen.